Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
brand new diamond link that you see me with on. You know what I'm saying? You know why?
Why, Kings?
If I get the job done,
I'll work. I'll work. I'll work. I'll work. Baby, I'll work. I'll work. I'll work. I'll work. Baby,
the question at hand is how do I love thee? I count the ways, but girls don't shove me. One by one, you can come and correct me. Undress and molest me, but you can't protect me. Because I love a young lady that's beautiful, but one that's smart for me is more suitable. In other words, to make it simple and plain, you gotta have a brain in order to be the same. But in the case of not becoming my lady, I take them 8 to 80, dumb, triple, and crazy. Crisp and clean with no caffeine and a pair of a spandex or even tight jeans. Definitely the ones with the Chinese cuts, but I'll take them with the weave hanging down to their butt. And if you step up in a large club, like Martin Luther King, I should overcome. I get the job done.
I'll work.
Some poopless wife, and no longer do you enjoy the married life. Well, I'll let you know this is a brand new year, so never fear, the big daddy is here to do things in places your husband wouldn't, and do certain things he probably just couldn't. Let me sneak into your life like a thief in the night, lick your body all over and squeeze you real tight, nibble all over your hand, give your back a massage. You'll say, ooh, I like it just like the barge. Smooth a mile, I'll make you smile, honey, child, and hit the lights and get buck wild. And when I turn them back on, you'll have to say, like Calgon, please take me away. Your main course is doing nothing for you. Just look at me as a tasty side order. They came into your life and brought a thrill. Cause any husband who won't, I'm a neighbor who will. Get the
I'll
job
work.
Done.
I'll work.
I get the job done.
I'll work, baby.
I get the job done.
I'll work.
I get the job done.
I'll work.
Take it to the bridge. Dark and lovely, and if the saying black is beautiful, it's true, not phony. I'm browner than Bobby, so won't you be my tenderoni? And get a whip for this nipple maniac, and up to date Mac is ready to attack. And prove that I'm a pro and far from a rookie. Ain't no hair on my chest, but I'm one tough cookie. Whoever said you had to be 100% masculine in order to be in? I'd rather be more subtle and smooth and smooth. Girl, you won't disapprove, and I promise that you'll never forgive me. Now what's the title to fit me? A champ like Tyson, a captain like Kurt, no, employee of the month, cause yo, I do work. The K-A-N-E is on the J-O-B, an expert. Could I get a D-O-N-E? So lights, camera, action, all hail the world that gets the job done.
I work. I work. I'll get
the job
done. I'll work. Baby, I'll work.
Yeah. You can stick it up my... Oh, I be stalking. Thank you. stronger than pride. I feel really, really not even, not as stronger.
Yes, indeed. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome as we pour another blueberry tea set for you here, Sultry Radio on the Raw. You know, it's Michael Lewis Singham, DJ Honeycomb. As always, it is wonderful to be with you as we creep ever closer to 1,500 shows. Damn! We are doing it, doing it, doing it well. Proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassin. Of the Black Athletes Plus Network. And get all the good shit. Yes, blah, blah. See who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right now at www.basnnewsroom.com. Well, my brother G, from me to you with a friendly boo. What's going on, brother? Can you imagine what would happen if the count grew up in the hood? Yep. But can you imagine what the count would be like if he grew up in the hood? He would be no more good. You can see him looking at the street tonight. One, two, three, four. That's not what Sesame Street had in mind. But what some do have in mind. As I don't know about you, but we caught the rest of that bomb cyclone, and it pissed down rain over here, huge amounts of rain. And I had to bail out my little girl, Steffi. She was soaked to the gills. But at this time of Halloween season, this is when all the series would put up their old back episodes. You could have marathons and just watch them until, you know, the ghost and the cows came home together and shit. Oh no, a ghost cow. It's like, I don't know. Did they go boo or moo? I do not know yet. But I had
Michael,
all the stuff I enjoyed.
You asked a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Everest and Twilight Zone?
Yes. Which
now,
one was better,
okay,
do you think?
The Everest had really good monsters.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
Twilight Zone might have been a bit more intellectual sometimes. Like, there were some episodes like Kick the Can, which was really cool. It had to do with aging and things like that and being young at heart. Good shit like that. And then there were other ones like The Howling Man that they didn't show on TV for years because it was that scary. But
or what was the guy who lost his glasses?
Yeah. Oh, that was cruel. Yeah, that was cruel. I'm like, yes, now I can read all I want. And he breaks his glasses. Oh, that was messed up.
Yes.
But the one that really got me was The Serve Man. The homeboys was fixing everything up. And then they said, "To serve, man, it's a cookbook." And then they closed the ship.
Oh, remember the big episode where everybody was the big, and then was the guy and the lady has the operation.
The woman had gone surgery, right? And she was fine. Sorry, we can't fix it. Everybody had pig mask on. Yeah, I was messed up. I was messed up. But to ask you, brother, I'm with you. Outer Limits had better monsters. I like their premise. It scared the shit out of me as a little kid. Like, we control the horizontal. We control the vertical. shut up and sit the fuck down. We'll tell you a story before you brats have to go to bed. And that's exactly what it was. By the time it was over, we had to go to bed, and I'd be scared, like, what the fuck? You know, and I'm thinking all kinds of crazy shit. But, of course, it grew on me, and I love that stuff. So, yeah, scare me some more. And over the years, when they made the Outer Limits again up in Vancouver, they were making episodes of that while I was up there. And it was okay, but like you said, they were trying to make it more intellectual, like the Twilight Zone, instead of just come up with the monsters. I like the monsters better and shit, you know.
Yeah,
give me some monsters.
Yeah. Remember, what was Twilight Zone?
Oh, yeah. But my favorite one was it crawled out of the woodwork. This lady's trying to clean the office, and she's trying to suck something up, and it pops out the vacuum cleaner. It's like this energy thing, and it just engulfs her ass, you know, and ate everybody up. And this mad doctor was reviving everybody with pacemakers and shit. It's like, oh, that's fucked up. But I believed it. I'm like, I don't want one of those things in me. So, yeah, Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, they both did their very best to serve the goods, and they did them well. Now, tomorrow on the Hump Day special, we're going to ask, what is your favorite witch's brew? You know, your potent potable. Is it like an Irish coffee or maybe a mulled wine or, you know, a little hot toddy? So stuff like that. So think about that. We'll bring that up on tomorrow's show. And, of course, Thursday will be back. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sipping. I mean, Hennessy might be a witch's brew for all we know. You know, it's like that. But, yes, give all of that some thought, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on the Hump Day special, where our brother G wrote a great piece on the hypocrisy going on in the NFL right now. Going to be one of our subjects for conversation tomorrow. And G, what was the gist of your article? What were you trying to convey?
Okay, what I was doing is this. You have an influx of new black quarterbacks.
Yes, sir.
But they just don't get the credit. What I mean is this. A couple of weeks ago, Geno Smith came in for General Wilson.
Yes, he did.
They were down 21 points. Field General Smith came in and got there with his one touchdown.
Yep.
Now, ordinarily, you would say, wow, that's a great comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But we know this one that worked, I won't mention his name.
That's
but
right.
One number, you know what Geno Smith did? He had fumbled in overtime. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't give the guy any credit at all. That's why I just got so pissed.
I don't blame you. The atmosphere has become more venal that way. And when a black quarterback does excel at something, they will wait until they get the opportunity to slash and torch his ass when he doesn't come through. I was thinking about that when Cincinnati beat Baltimore 41-17, and this was after Jackson had put up some spectacular numbers 2 weeks prior. So, yes, there's a lot to peel from this. We will dig into that tomorrow night at 9 Eastern with the Hump Day special. Now, G, any last words before I go back to work and take us into the awe and mystery of the Outer Mind stream?
Now, you know what I'm going to say. That y'all got to get vaccinated now.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, man.
Mm-hmm.
What hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael, you can take it with
that. Watch your ass. Wash your ass, especially going out trick-or-treating. Don't nobody want ass smelling on their candy and stuff. And they'll be trick-or-treating and whatnot. You smell like wild onions and ass gravy. No. Wash your ass. That's right. And if the count is out there, because we know he's sleeping in the dirt, Come, wash your ass. Please, wash your ass.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Having said all that, you know, all October long, we've been doing Halloween-themed music in some of our mixes, and tonight will be no exception. So sit back, relax, and dip into the awe and mystery that comes from the inner groove to the outer mind stream.
Out of gas.
So, what are we gonna do now? I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael. It's beautiful.
Now it's official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about? Are you all right?
Shut away!
Yeah.
It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, it feels like that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze, as someone looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed. You hit the door slam, realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold and wonder if you ever see the sun. You close your eyes.
Come on, I'll take you home.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got a little music in you. Let that energy flow through you until we see you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern for the Hump Day Special. On behalf of myself, my brother G, and everybody else here at the Soul Tree Radio staff, go safe, stay safe, be safe. Once you get from A to B, back to A. Okay. Good night.